So it's a pleasure being here. I'm going to talk about, like Shahdan said, about the Abdullah Al-Ghurair Foundation for Education, just to give you an idea of what it is. So basically, Abdullah Al-Ghurair and the family Al-Ghurair, they set up the foundation because they felt that giving and really institutionalizing the giving in the private philanthropy world or in the private world is very important for others to follow suit. So basically, Abdullah Al-Ghurair has committed a third of his sort of net profit as an endowment for the foundation. And this foundation, we help sort of Arab youth to support Arab youth in accessing education and beyond. What I'm managing and very passionate about is our chairman, Abdulaziz Al-Ghurair, has set up his own private fund from his own private funding. The Abdulaziz Al-Ghurair Refugee Education Fund that currently works in Jordan and Lebanon. It's a three-year fund that is a $27 million fund, and its overall goal is to provide young refugees and host community youth with a pathway to sustainable livelihoods through education. So our focus is very much outcome philanthropy focus. So what His Excellency, or what our chairman tries to do, is not to look at philanthropy in the charity sort of angle, but to really give it a different angle of strategic philanthropy. And what we've learned on the ground is that engagement is so important. We're now currently partnering with 10 high impact education programs through organizations. UNHCR, of course, is one of them. UNICEF is another. And then we have other local organizations. We have colleges such as Luminous Technical College. So all in all, we have 10 high impact programs reaching 17,000 refugees to date. So what we've learned is that with the private sector in particular, or with private foundations, what we believe is so important is a true partnership. So it's not a transaction, but a partnership where we can actually engage right from the onset of design, from the research, from the thinking to implementation. It's not just about two worlds where one world is fortunate enough to have money, the other world is looking for money. And just for the record, I was a fundraiser for the past 15 years, so I know, you know, when I saw my, you know, what our chairman did, it was very hard not to raise more money, but yeah, I knew. He believes in the power of engagement. So visiting the field, we did a lot of research on the ground to be able to identify where is it that we will add value. It's very impact driven. So we needed to see what are the other donors doing. So when we think about private sector, let's not think of them alone in a silo. Thinking of the donors, the international donor community, thinking of the NGOs, the refugees themselves, the communities themselves, and of course the private sector. It's a formula. It can't be one only going to one or the other. And it's working as a multi-stakeholder approach is what we have decided to adopt, and it's been very successful. We also engage government, local government. It is so important because looking at, you know, and I think Shahdan mentioned it earlier, was that we are, you know, hosting governments or hosting countries in countries that have limited resources and the burdens that are double burdens, and we're hosting all these different refugees. We need to think about the balance and how that goes towards providing livelihood opportunities for both that doesn't jeopardize the other and increase unemployment burdens. So that leads us to the enhancing self-reliance of refugees based on the Global Compact objective. We feel this is so important. One of the ways that we felt private sector really helps and really is part and parcel of the process is through our partner Luminous. It's a technical college in Jordan. They engage the private sector right from the very beginning of designing the curriculum for the actual vocational course. They select their courses based on market-driven demand. What is needed? What does the private sector want in order for us to be able to deliver that? Rather than a guessing game and saying, you know, we provided this amazing vocational training, but no one wants it. And then accreditation. So accreditation is not just enough from the government, but also from the private sector, industry recognized. Industry taught. A lot of our students students are taught by, you know, our culinary arts students that we support are taught by one of the best chefs in Jordan. They were actually just taught right now. They had a 3 weeks intensive with Michelin chefs. And the exposure on in its own is enough. So it's not just about the money and the funding. It really is about the exposure to new careers, exposure to new horizons, getting the private sector to be able to work with the local organizations to set, for example, the business tools. How do we share those resources and share the knowledges in mind? And lastly, really get the top people really engaged. Once they're on the ground and their ear is on the ground, they're able to provide solutions. So this is my bit.